Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us today, my friends. It is the first live weekday show, second live broadcast of the new year, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And joining us via video, audio link from Canada, we're going to be talking to a gentleman about the breakdown of society, the hive mind, how the globalists are literally farming the population in this modern predatory system. And I'm simply declaring in the new year that I am not cattle. I am not owned by the globalist. I am not their property. I am not an animal. They do not have a right to feed on me. Notice the globalists have all these rules for us and then exempt themselves from all the rules that they place on us. They tell us we don't have free will or we don't control our own destiny. But then meanwhile, they're obsessed with their free will and controlling their destiny, and they don't want us involved in any decisions that are made on this planet because they're building the planet in their nightmare image. And in that image, in that system, in that world that we're entering into, we're not part of it. We are to be removed, destroyed. And if you ignore the legions of admissions and blueprints and white papers by the controllers where they admit all this, you do so at your own peril. So we'll tell you more about the special guest joining us coming up in the next segment. I walked into the office yesterday, and Matt Ryan was saying, look at these stories on Drudge about birds falling out of the sky. And he started mentioning how this had happened in Austin last year. Thousands and thousands of sparrows and other birds died. And I made the point, well, they died over time in a few-week period. But when you see something like what happened in Arkansas, it's very suspicious. And in the past, it's been proven that it's been associated with chemical, biological, radiological tests that have been done. But there's not just chemical, biological, or classic radiological tests. There's also wave tests, which I guess are a form of radiation, different scalar technologies, HARP systems. Really, their root goes back to one of the greatest minds in history, of course, Mr. Tesla. There's also been a big fish die-off nearby, and this happened on New Year's Day and sort of getting attention yesterday on Sunday into today. Is mass bird and fish die-off connected to government testing? That is the question. And Paul Watson and I threw together this article quickly this morning. I've got Watson adding some more links to more modern admissions of secret chemical, biological, and radiological testing that's been declassified or leaked because it's important to really show people a wide spectrum of examples. But blackbirds, ducks, other birds fell out of the sky in a one-mile area. There was no hail. There was no lightning because witnesses were up because it was the new year. And I know in Arkansas and Oklahoma particularly – and I was trying to dig it up this morning. For some reason, I couldn't find it because it's about 9 years old. And you have to remember the exact headline or you can't find it. But remember 9 years ago, it was in the Daily Oklahoman and a bunch of other papers, quote, biological threat testing was part of the headline. And they had Cessnas and other aircraft, quote, spraying biological weapon simulants all over the state. And then it turned out it wasn't a simulant. It was Subtilis globigi and one other bacteria directly in the literature linked to abortions in all mammal species, from rats up to horses, dogs, humans, you name it. And, well, we're going to read over Watson's article when we come back. Then we're going to get into what's happening in the new year, all of the draconian legislation they're trying to now enforce. Boehner's promise to try to repeal government takeover of health care in their first 2 weeks in the new legislative session. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Monday, the third day of January 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours today. You know, I spend a lot of time covering and discussing secret chemical, biological, radiological tests that are done on the American people. Because there are tens of thousands of declassified individual instances, thousands of declassified programs, and we know that that is only a small thumbnail sketch of what's really going on. The globalists see themselves, that's why it's important to know history, the globalists, the social engineers, see themselves as societal engineers, but more importantly, as scientists. And they see this as a scientific control grid that they've set up, so they need data. They need to test. And while they're gathering data, they're also training cadres of scientists and technicians that will put a small child in a chamber and radiate them to death, that will march U.S. Army soldiers into a chamber and nerve gas them, all declassified, that will spray bioweapons in the New York subway, that will spray bioweapons in the San Francisco ship channel, that will spray bioweapons on White Rock, New Mexico, that will spray bioweapons on Oklahoma City. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of programs, tens of thousands of individual instances. And when you bring this to someone who's under mind control, that is the general public, Because there's not just chemical, biological, radiological testing. There's also societal, psychological confusion, warfare through the television, the reduction of the language, the chemicals and biologicals that are added, things like fluoride that's an adjuvant, an accelerant to all the other trace chemicals they're adding. This is a giant mind control grid. And it's all about compartmentalization, need to know. And it's all about keeping the public in the dark on the giant eugenics program while they test the soft kills, while they train the public to prepare for megadeth, while they train the public to prepare for mass culling and a future without humanity. Notice how they're romanticizing that everywhere. They're getting you ready, your subconscious mind, to accept it so you don't resist during the first accelerated phases of the next level of this. Now, the big trump card we've got is we're aware of the program. We're aware of the enemy's operations. They think that because it's so horrific, despite the fact it's publicly available information, that the average person will be so subconsciously horrified that they will engage in crime stop or double think and convince themselves it's not real. And I believe in you. Plus, I know it's not going to even take a majority of people to beat these globalists. It's going to take folks that are willing to understand it and face what we're dealing with. Now, that said, today, is mass bird and fish die-off connected to government testing? And we see these reports all the time. The first thing you need to understand is they've done studies with these no-stick stovetops. And when you first heat them up, they off-gas, and it will kill most species of bird. Because very small trace amounts of toxic gases will kill a bird because of their whole metabolic system and their constitution that will not kill a polar bear or a rat or a monkey or a Homo sapiens sapien. That's why they have canaries in coal mines. And this entire weekend, it was Chemtrail Central. The entire sky was sprayed from end to end. They then expanded. It blocked a wet weather front from coming in to Central Texas and stopped us from getting the rain we needed. The planes always show up ahead of a front. And remember, we have literally, it's got to be more than 50 patents. And I've got to stop the obsession with research and go ahead and put out the eugenics film. I mean, chemtrails are 100% confirmed. How they do it, how they load it, how it all works, it's compartmentalized. Over a decade ago, knowing their program of compartmentalization, need to know, I knew it had to be mixed with the jet fuel. That way the airlines don't even really know. It's at the executive level. The pilots don't know. It's not special aircraft doing this, though the military now admits they do have some special aircraft. The Department of Energy has some as well. There's been a giant, at least 18-year secret weather modification program going on to alter Earth's atmosphere. Because we've been exposing it, now John P. Holder and the White House science czar has begun to come out with some of this because it was hurting them too bad to just flatly deny it all. So, I mean, while the average person's sitting around talking about how sports only matter or how their 401k matters and nothing else, we're living on a planet where a eugenics, mass-murdering elite openly are modifying the atmosphere. They've got hundreds of secret torture sites all over the world, mind control facilities at Camp X-Ray on record, where they're manufacturing Muslim terrorists. That's why they grab up 14-year-old kids off the battlefield and take them there for 5 years and release them to be Al-Qaeda commanders, and then they're untouchable. It's the same thing with Anwar al-Awlaki, but again, it's hidden in plain view that he hangs out secretly at the Pentagon getting orders. He even comes out in Fox News. Nobody gets in trouble. The average Fox News viewer just doesn't even register it when they hear it. Just like the massive weather modification program. But that's only a subset. We know about declassified chemical, radiological, biological testing, including lethal testing going on at an accelerated rate from the 1920s through to today. People who say they couldn't get away with this, they haven't. Most of it's public. People who say they couldn't get away with the 9/11, it wasn't declassified until the 1980s. In 1987, when the program started, upwards of 500,000 women on record sterilized in the United States secretly. Babies murdered at birth because they had poor mothers. That's now been declassified. But before it was ever declassified, they had newsreels promoting the murder of babies at birth, and we have clips of that in English from the United States in 1930 in my film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The simulated murder of a newborn baby and how good it is. That they were showing people that. That's why Hitler was loved in America. Because he praised America. He praised Margaret Sanger. He praised all the eugenicists. He praised the Rockefellers. He was the savior. But we're supposed to forget that. My grandfather told me about growing up in Dallas, and all the time on the radio, mainline, they played Hitler speeches and translated it and said how great Hitler was right up in Dallas on Dallas radio stations. You're supposed to forget all that. Hitler is a creation of the New World Order, not the other way around. He's only one arm, one little arm of this system. So to get into the birds dying, clearly when you have some reports are 5, 4, 2,000 birds, including ducks, falling out of the sky in first a 1 mile and a 2 mile area, something's going on. Fish die-offs nearby as well. These have always been associated with chemical and biological testing. It may only hurt a big old 150-pound, 200-pound human, but a bird gets a whiff of it, they're going to die. Let's go ahead and play part of this newscast.
Just before folks in BB rang in the new year, many witnessed an uncanny resemblance to the Hitchcock movie, The Birds. 2,000 blackbirds fell from the sky off Wynwood Drive, covering about a mile, leaving quite the mess to clean up. THV's Katharina Yancey has the details on our top story from the Information Center. Katharina?
Ashley, folks I spoke with initially thought the birds were poisoned because they are what they call a nuisance around this time every year. But they are surprised to hear it's more of a mystery.
Millions every night. You look up at the sky, it's just black. So, and then last night about 10:30, I come out here and seen a bird drop.
In a matter of hours on New Year's Eve, thousands of birds fell from the sky to their death.
And I just immediately called Mom because I had to go to work. And I said, you've got to come get the kids and get the dog because I don't know what's going on, but I don't want to mess in with any of them. It was horrible. You could not even get down the road without running over hundreds. It was that bad.
The mystery is unraveling like scenes from a movie. Dozens of U.S. Environmental Service crews spent the day picking up the birds, walking between homes and climbing on people's roofs with protective hazmat suits and breathing masks.
Nobody knows. You know,
it made national news back in 1997 when hundreds of witnesses, including police and others that we interviewed on air in Belton, Texas, north of where I sit, saw helicopters with spray canisters flying over the small town and neighborhoods, and people got violently ill, and it ended up being a national news story. They do this stuff right out in the open to test the troops, to test the pilots, to test the media, to see what they can get away with. And now they've set the precedent to just do this stuff right out in the open. And when it comes out that, oh, yeah, up into the 1990s, they were nerve gassing our troops to death. Oh, yeah, and, you know, in 2003, they were taking foster kids and testing chemicals on them and even killing some of them in New York State. Ah, so what? And it sets the precedent. And I have sat here with mainstream news in my office, bringing up chemical, biological, radiological secret testing. And the talk show host, the news presenters, the Nightline people, MSNBC, they look at you like you're crazy. So I hand them mainstream news articles about it, and they still laugh at you. See, they can't face it. They say I'm crazy, even though I have all the admissions. Because if they ever admitted up to this, they'd have to do something about it. But because they subconsciously feel powerless against the government, they go ahead and deny it. Or they make excuses for it. Oh, those are isolated incidents. Oh, those were just rogue scientists. Really, why don't they ever go to prison? Why do they get promotions for it? I'm going to come back, go over Paul Watson and the story I did with him. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Radiological secret testing, but when you know that the government from the highest levels has been giving the orders, at least since the 20s, to secretly murder people in the name of science, it tells you everything you need to know about these people. And then nothing that they say or do matters anymore because you understand that presidents come and go, But this scientific dictatorship continues. And then you find out, by discovering history, you are empowered. You find out it's the Rockefeller family more than anybody, but also the British royalty and others, who on record funded the modern sciences from a eugenics perspective of how to dominate and control populations and how to give life extension technologies to their own families. It was Rockefeller grants in a quest for 30 years that discovered DNA and the double helix. Watson, the main discoverer of it, is on record saying blacks aren't human and being a big Nazi. And the media always knew this. They could read his books. That's why I put out Endgame 3.5 years ago calling out Watson. And then about a year after the film came out, he made statements about blacks being basically stupid and not being fully Homo sapiens sapien. And he had to resign from Cold Springs Harbor Human Genome Project. What's Cold Springs Harbor? That's the Rockefeller Institute on Eugenics. And the German office was the Kaiser Wilhelm branch. And so I see a news story about a bunch of birds mysteriously dying, falling out of the sky. And I know about the past reports of this. Remember the other reports about green goo falling out of the sky and all the rest of it and birds dying all over the country? And we know there's all this bizarre weather modification going on. They're also testing all these different microwaves and things. Is mass bird and fish die-off connected to government testing? 1977 Senate hearing found that U.S. government had infected hundreds of cities with biological agents. But they tell you that the TSA needs to put their hands down your pants and now scan your credit cards and copy them and confiscate your Christmas calendar because it's to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. But the government's been spraying the public for a long time. Oh, but again, that's to protect us, too. A mass die-off of birds and fish in Arkansas, which prompted a response by U.S. Environmental Services, has residents asking questions about the cause. Could secret government testing be responsible for the carnage? You know what I find interesting? And we need to get callers from BB and other areas where similar things happened, not just in that town. We're getting reports from other towns. Were there already a big influx of people in the town the night before? Did you see government trucks with their hazmat suits in the front seat? Oklahoma City, 9/11, First World Trade Center attack, 93. They always have a drill right before. What did the deputy head of FEMA, Mr. Kennedy, tell ABC News on 9/11? Oh, it's a good thing we got here on September 10th and we're already ready and had moved things out to the front of the pier in the command center. And then the media was like, what are you talking about? So a day later they said, oh, that was a mistake. FEMA wasn't there a day before. Forget what he said. Remember that? Remember that? And then it got declassified a few years later. Oh, you bet. It's true. It all happened. FEMA was running a drill called Tripod 2. A drill where they had moved out the day before into command centers, simulating an attack on the World Trade Centers. The way you'll know this is a staged event for sure is if the hazmat teams or advanced teams were already there on New Year's Eve. Because if you look at the declassified 1966 bioweapon spraying in the New York subway, just the parts that are declassified, they didn't declassify at all. They had hundreds of Army doctors posing in nearby hospitals as regular doctors in emergency rooms to get samples when the people they'd hit with the bioweapon came in. So they'll have their people in place for one of these tests to see what it does to the humans. And again, there's other groups testing. Will the media figure out what's happening? What will the locals do? It's all gauging what they can introduce into the environment, what they can spray us with. I mean, remember last year we were getting the reports and then it was confirmed that they were shooting up little kids in elementary school with the flu shot without their parents' authorization, kind of like Pennsylvania, watching you over the laptops at home.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, getting back to this article, and then I'm going to shift gears into other news. I think we should make this the number one search term today, dealing with the mass bird die-off, because where there's smoke, there's fire. There's no way this was hail, which no one reported hail. Lightning, no. You have small birds, large birds being killed. And so many times it is associated with chemical, biological, radiological testing. And almost all the time, they don't tell you. For years out in California, they'd be trying to eradicate different types of beetles and moths. And because these chemicals are known as toxic to humans, the state just kept it secret until people did FOIA requests and were actually able to dig all of this information up, and then the population did discover that indeed that had been going on. So the attitude is out of sight, out of mind, just don't tell the public about what's happening. I mean, there's no telling what this could have been. Could have been some type of magnetic system being tested. But I'm going to continue along this line, then we're going to get into other news here. Is mass bird and fish die-off connected to government testing? 1977 Senate hearing found that U.S. government had infected hundreds of cities with biological agents. A mass die-off of birds and fish in Arkansas, which prompted a response by U.S. Environmental Services, has residents asking questions about the case. Could secret government testing be responsible for the carnage? Well, I mean, let's go back just in the last year with Obama on television and the EPA saying core exit is not bad for you and that no one was ill cleaning it up in the Gulf, cleaning up the oil. Just like the government told the firefighters, police, and emergency workers, hey, there's no problem with this asbestos dust. You don't have to wear a respirator. When they knew full well, and it later came out, day one, their own reports that it was deadly poison. But you've got to ask the population, the police, the firemen, the medical workers, what's wrong with you? Why have the governments been caught thousands and thousands of times murdering us premeditatedly? Why do we believe them? Why do we trust them still? I mean, I guess we really are prey animals. I guess we really are idiots. I guess we really do deserve it. Like Ron Paul said a month or so ago on the show, if people put up with the government sticking their hands down our pants, if the people put up with this type of abuse, if the people go along with this, then I guess we do deserve it in a way. And that's how the globalists see it. If we'll put up with this, then we're fair game. Well, I'm here declaring I'm a human being. I'm conscious. I don't want to be poisoned. I don't want stuff in my water. I don't want you doing this to me. And I'm going to come after you politically and try to bring you to justice. I'm giving fight back to you. I'm not just acquiescing like I'm a T-bone steak on the table, you know, authorizing you to eat me. Okay, I'm not your property. Continuing here. Is mass bird and fish die-off connected to government testing? Again, some news says 4,000, others 2,000. I don't know what the real number is. Around 2,000 red-winged blackbirds as well as ducks fell to their deaths over a mile area of BB, Arkansas. On Friday night, U.S. Environmental Services workers wore hazmat suits and gas masks as they picked up the dead birds. An area used by the birds to roost was unaffected, leading officials to conclude that the birds could not have died from an illness or have been targeted for poisoning. Lightning fireworks and high-altitude hail have been forwarded as possible culprits, but no hail hit the ground. I've been in Iraq and back and not seen anything like this, BB resident Jeff Drennan told local Fox 16 News on Sunday. You know my kids are out here playing, and you don't know if it's safe, he added. They're walking around with chemical suits, picking them up with gas masks and everything. See, the government tells you everything's fine, but they're wearing hazmat suits. In a related story, 100,000 fish were found dead in northwest Arkansas. They were found along a 20-mile stretch of the Ozark Dam and Highway 109 bridge in Franklin County. Scalar weapons that can artificially manipulate the environment could be responsible for the mass die-offs. We know for a fact that over the last decade, the U.S. military-industrial complex was aware and involved in the testing of such technology. In 1997, telling the Army Times in the April issue, Defense Secretary William Cohen stated, other terrorists are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, shut off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work on finding ways in which they can wreak havoc upon other nations. It's real, still quoting Cohen. And that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts. Now, tectonic weapons, volcanic weapons, sound weapons, microwave weapons, Tesla weapons, HAARP weapons. Remember 4 years ago, I was contacted by the director of HAARP. Out of the blue, the director of HAARP would like to come on your show. In fact, I want to contact them again up in Alaska and try to get them back on. Then the day of the interview comes, and John Harmon, who runs things up at Genesis, says, hey, there's some military guy on the phone before we can get this head scientist on, the civilian head of the base. And he goes, all right, I will be sitting in during the interview. If I don't like what I'm hearing, the interview may abruptly end or I may cut the audio off. You'll have to talk to me. And I said, well, I wasn't told about this. I mean, you guys contacted us. Well, the director would like to come on your show. The director likes your show. And I said, okay, whatever. So we go on air, and only once, and luckily it was going to break, he cut the guy off. And once we went to break, he said, I don't like where this is going. What did the director of, it was a colonel. What did the director of HAARP say that made the colonel in the Air Force cut him off? He said, oh, sometimes we ignite the atmosphere on fire at night with HAARP. I mean, this is the type of technology they've got. And just like they've denied all the weather modification, now they're starting to admit a lot of that. I know that Ben Livingston, it was declassified, what, 7 years ago, that Ben Livingston was the father of weather weapons and that he'd flown into typhoons, over 200-mile-an-hour winds after World War II, himself the first person to fly into them, hurricanes. He'd flooded the North Vietnamese out. He could make a huge thunderstorm and a flood out of a clear sky in hours with just a few aircraft. And he certified for the Naval Weapons Laboratory and Stanford Research that they could create, control, destroy, weaken, whatever they want, hurricanes. And he came on my show because it had just been declassified so he could talk about it all. I saw him in a Midland newspaper talking about, why don't we just knock out these hurricanes? We had it certified in 67 that we could do it. Why, with just 8 aircraft, I could have knocked out that Katrina. It was right after Katrina. And they just declassified a bunch of it so he could talk. I called him up, got him on the show, flew him to Austin. But, boy, after those interviews aired, he got some phone calls and said, sorry, I've gotten calls from people. I'm not coming back on your show. National security. He'd say no to my producer politely, and I'd call him up at home. Come on, Mr. Livingston, please come back on. No, I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. And it was right after that time that Kay Bailey Hutchinson came out and said, oh, we're going to have a weather modification board, a Senate committee to do all of this. So, I mean, the point is there's a lot of stuff going on the public isn't being told, and we know that the government has done everything you can imagine to the American people over and over and over and over again. And so why do we trust them? The whole government should be abolished. The whole thing should be removed. Everything should be declassified. Get all that pus out of there. Heal the wound. But instead, under national security, it festers and festers. Under homeland security, the system is now just gobbling up our entire economy. And Watson's article just goes on through many examples of this. And he's also added the full-length version from YouTube, from a director's channel, of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. In fact, I'll show you on air right now the article. If you go to prisonplanet.com, you can go to the site, and the top story is, on PrisonPlanet.com, is mass bird and fish die-off connected to government testing? And now they brought me another report. I went over a similar one earlier. Dead fish cover 20 miles of Arkansas River. And, of course, this is up there where the birds are dying as well. State officials on Monday were investigating why 80,000 to 100,000 fish washed up dead on shores of the Arkansas River last week. But that could be unrelated because of an oxygen problem or toxicity or some type of virus. But it is suspicious because the bird situation is just very bizarre. But if you scroll down on the PrisonPlanet.com article, is mass bird and fish die-off connected to government testing, you will see at the bottom of the video, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And that film cost me over $100,000 to make. It covers only about, 25 or 30 declassified nerve gassing of U.S. troops, radiating of U.S. children, Israel radiating 110,000 of their children, murdering many of them. The Nazi experiments, but it covers from the globalist's own admissions why and how they're doing it. It's almost a 3-hour film, and I'm begging you to go get the free film at the bottom of this article and to get it out to everybody you know. You may know all about this stuff, but your friends, your family, your neighbors don't. And we can use a viral story that a lot of people are discussing right now. In fact, it's been the hottest search term in the last 2 days running is the dead birds. We can use a variant of that to get millions of people. That's just one punch we're throwing. Doesn't mean it's going to defeat the globalist, but resistance is victory. If you're listening to this radio show, look in the mirror. You're the solution. You are the resistance. And I'd said that for a long time, and so had many other leaders in fights against tyranny before they kind of ruined it for us with a T3 or T4. You know, this is John Connor, and if you're listening to my voice, you are the resistance. No. I kind of stole our thunder there. But if you are listening out there, you are the resistance, and resistance is victory. Is mass bird and fish die-off connected to government testing? Well, you know, I haven't done a search term in about 3 weeks, and people have been asking me to do them, and I can't think of a better one than dealing with eugenics. What should we say to link it back to this article? Is mass bird and fish die-off connected to government testing? You guys got any ideas in there? I mean, what's a search term we can use? Because I gave Watson the headline. Watson wrote most of the article. I contributed to it. Yeah, but if I say that, that's conclusive, and that's not in our headline. That is a good headline. It just can't be too long. Is mass bird and fish die-off connected to government testing? Let me think here. A lot of times if I think and just throw one out, that becomes the search term. I got to be careful. An army of great activists are out there just waiting by their keyboards. Is mass bird and fish die-off connected to government testing? I don't know. Maybe bird government testing. That's three words. How's that sound? Bird government testing. Let's make bird government testing three words. That's the search term. Bird government testing. And while we're at it, if you type Endgame, and I guess until they try to delist it, into a search engine, not Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, just Endgame. It's not Samuel Beckett, the play. It's not the final chess moves, an Endgame. It's not even the U.S. government's Operation Endgame that got declassified after a film came out that's a mass martial law plan. That came out 2 years ago. You just type in Endgame. Two words, end game, and the number one search term on the web is already my film, the free video. So let's just make it end game. That way, number one, they'll see bird government testing. Because if I did something like bird die-off, that would just lead people to other stories that don't explain it. So we'll do bird government testing, and end game. And that way you'll have number one and number two, and then hopefully other blogs and news outfits, well, not hopefully, they always do, will then write about our story, and then that will get around the electronic Berlin Wall or blockade when this becomes the number one search terms in the next few hours. They've already delisted us from Google News so that people won't see it on the news feature, but that won't matter. That won't stop the great activist out there. So let's search the term bird government testing. Three words, put that in Google over and over again, and end game. And we could do the third search if you want, because they've got hot searches, but then also hot topics. We could have a number one hot topic. If it's so long, it'll be a hot topic. End game blueprint for global enslavement. If you want to do the whole thing, end game blueprint for global enslavement. And it's a well-produced, powerful, two-hour, 45-minute film. And the top link, in fact, let's show folks. Let's go to the devilish CIA Google right now, live on screen. And if you just put in end game as one word or two words, we'll do it as two words, end game, the top link, at least last time I checked a few months ago, the top link when you put in end game, is, as you can see right there, Alex Jones Endgame. So the top three links. Oh, yep. And then there's a Hollywood movie called Endgame, and that's number four, and the number five is us again. So there you have it. We're already number one there, just naturally. So we're just augmenting and creating a synergy there. Search the term end game as one word or as two words. Technically, end game is usually two words. Yeah, let me search that and make sure. Yes, two words. End game is your second search. And then bird government testing is the other search. And then if you want to have a number one hot topic, we can just have Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And then people will be led, when they're interested in looking into the birds, they'll be led to the number one suspect. I mean, if a group's done this tens of thousands of times we know of, including lethally killing citizens premeditatedly, capital murder, then why wouldn't they be the number one suspect? See, there's a mental block that's been engineered into people not to look at reality.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Stefan Molyneux joined us about a month ago, but he was on the road and had a bad phone line. He's going to be joining us via video Skype if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. So it should be great audio to go over a host of issues with Stefan. He's a very popular essayist and author and well-known anarchist. a real anarchist, not a communist wearing a red star, running around burning things on the police payroll. That's the system trying to put their false image of an anarchist in there to distract and to divert you so they can bring in their draconian control. So we're going to be talking to Stefan coming up at the 8 after. I've got a lot of economic news I want to get to. Natural disaster news killed 295,000. That's being reported. Where's the TSA to protect us from natural disasters? I mean, they can't allow one death. Oh, they've got to take all our rights in case terrorists get us, but we have a much better chance of the government terrorist nerve gassing us or tasering us to death or putting chemicals in our water. But that's okay, see, because they're still our protectors. But I wanted to shift gears to this economic collapse blog article. This video is actually over a year old from the Financial Times of London. But notice a year later, so much of what he's talked about came true. I'm not going to play the whole thing. It's 10 minutes long, but it's in the article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com titled, George Soros, the United States must stop resisting the orderly decline of the dollar. When that's all we have left. Globalism promised us milk and honey. Now we're deindustrialized. All we have is the dollar and the coming global currency and the new world order. Now, simultaneously, his Huffington Post, which he openly finances, Media Matters openly finances them. They say that I'm a raving lunatic and none of this world government exists. Just remember that. So we'll go ahead and play part of this clip as we go out to break, and we'll come back in the next hour. Stay with us.
What sort of a financial deal should Obama be seeking to strike when he travels to China next month?
No, I think this would be the time, because you really need to bring China into the creation of a new world order, financial world order. They are kind of reluctant members of the IMF. They play along, but they don't make much of a contribution because it's not their institution. Their share is not commensurate. Their voting rights are not commensurate to their weight. So I think you need a new world order that China has to be part of the process of creating it, and they have to buy in, they have to own it the same way as, let's say, the United States owns the Washington consensus, the current order. And I think this would be a more stable one you would have a coordinated policies. I think the makings of it are already there, because the G20, in agreeing to peer reviews, effectively is moving in that direction.
Given this continued weakness in the U.S. economy, are people right to start to be concerned about the dollar?
Well, they are, of course, and the dollar is a very weak currency except for all the others. So there is a general sort of lack of confidence in currencies, and a move away from currencies into real assets. The Chinese are continuing to run a big trade surplus, and they're still accumulating assets, and basically the renminbi is permanently undervalued.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.